Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
Often say I'm a full-fledged and fledgling Montanan at times. I've been around a little bit, and I know, and you remember this as well, when Montana's economy was at the bottom, those numbers, 49th in the country, 48th in the country. Oh, one year I think we got up to 47th in the country. That was not acceptable. This goes a ways back, right? Well, enter economic development. A little more focus on economic development. In fact, that little focus became a big focus, I think, on economic development. And then things started to change. We're going to talk about economic development today. We're going to go back to 2008. We're going to celebrate the career of a pretty decent economic developer here in the Billings area and in Montana. That's Steve Arviscow today on Voices of Montana. Today, we'll be hearing from Billings Mayor Bill Cole, Mike Nelson, who's general manager of the Northern Hotel. He'll be calling in. I think Jim Atchison's going to shake free as well to kind of shake things up here for Steve Arviscow in studios. We welcome you here. Two decades strong and working on three from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Steve, thank you for being in here today. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing really good. I have not been introduced as a pretty decent economic developer or anything else, but I'll take pretty decent.
Pretty decent. You're okay,
I'll
right?
I'll take pretty decent.
It's okay. I do have you listed now as a future former executive director.
I know. That's just coming at me so quick.
Yeah.
But after 16- I'll walk out the door the last time on April 15th. I'll probably be the last person out the door. Or Marcel. Sometimes
she might be kicking you out the door too.
There's a little bit of nudging going on, perhaps.
Yeah.
Marcel, thanks, Tom, for having me today. Really appreciate it.
I'm so glad. I'm looking forward to this. I got to say hello to Marcel Bruski as well, senior director for engagement at Big Sky Economic Development. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me and letting me crash. I just thought I was going to be an observer today.
No.
Here I am with a mic and headphones.
I know we're taking cheap shots at Steve today because he's retiring.
I'm glad I'm here for
now. Wait a minute. No one told me that's what this was going to be about.
Everybody I was kind of talking to when I said, we're going to do this show and we're going to roast Steve. And they all went, yes, we are. Yeah. But that's kind of how you endear yourself, I think, to people, Steve. And your quality of leadership is unique in that way. Maybe talk about that. Talk about how people develop their own sense of leadership and how you perfect that leadership style.
Wow. I don't know if I've perfected it necessarily, right. But this will really go without saying. You just kind of be your natural self, right? But we can grow, so that's really important. We need to be ourselves, but we need to be constantly growing and maturing and practicing. And so I don't know where I am on the pinnacle of anything necessarily, including leadership, but I think it's just been this constant practice. You said I endear myself to people. I do have a tendency to be a little bit of a smart aleck and poke fun at myself.
Fits right in this state.
I think so. I think you got us started that way. But I just think you don't take yourself too seriously, but you take what you do seriously. And at Big Sky, we say with passion and excellence. And so I've tried to embody that while not taking myself too seriously.
I appreciate that. And I like that. I'm like that a little bit too. Don't overthink stuff. It's kind of like, well, you've got a new saying, the GSD saying, which is going around a little bit, getting stuff done.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good model is to just focus on, what you've got on your plate, so to speak. And then you probably develop the leadership qualities depending on the project that you're working on.
Yeah, and it's been a journey, and I learned a little bit about myself. I learned a little bit what I liked and what resonated with people, and then I learned the hard way, as we all do, those things that, that just did not move the needle and wasn't received very well. And so you kind of learn by some trial and error that way. But I think that's the essence of the work that we do in community development. You have this big vision. You work hard on it every day. You're wanting to help the private sector really drive your economy, by bringing tools and resources and ideas and passion to the work that they're doing every day. That's a really important ingredient in our work. And I think you'll hear that from Mike Nelson and the mayor and Jim is, hey, it all starts with what's happening in your community every day. Men and women are getting up. They're unlocking the front door of their business. They're taking a risk every day. They're employing people. And when everybody else leaves, they're doing the books in the evening. They're seeing if the day balanced. And they do that day after day after day. And that happens really well in Montana. Our small businesses really churn and grow. They show grit. We work through some pretty tough stuff over the years in Montana. That's kind of our heritage. And our job as economic developers is to come alongside that, encourage it, create a community that helps foster that, and just help them experience the journey that can transform their lives. And we're just excited to be a part of that.
Steve Arviscow, again, future former executive director of the Big Sky Economic Development. I want to talk a ton about economic development as well. Retiring, you got a party upcoming April 11th. I'm going to throw that out there too. Yeah. Okay. Is this open to the public or just smart Alex like Steve?
Yeah. Whoever wants just to kidding. Come, you can learn more at bigskyeconomicdevelopment.org and it'll be at the Northern.
There, April 11th, 4:30 is program at 5:00. That'll be a lot of fun, Steve. It really will. Yeah.
Yes. I was not an early adopter of that concept, but I eventually said, all right, Marcel, whatever you want to do, I will show up. And then I just had to get out of the way.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
It did.
Yeah, to say, oh, whatever happens, happens. I'll be there. It's just a chance for me to say thank you to a whole lot of people that have been a part of the work that that I've done and that we've done as a team.
I wonder if Mike's got any surprises for you for that little get together.
I don't know.
We'll peel into him a little bit and see what we can learn. Okay.
Yeah. He's got a few up his sleeve, I'm sure.
That economic development again. You know, I started by looking back at where Montana was in the States in terms of economic development. We were really at the bottom for a number of reasons. I think part of that had to do with our changing culture and our changing economy. Natural resources was big in Montana. That is challenged by a lot of different avenues. In your career, and maybe you can look back, because doing this for a number of years, 16 and a half years, do you see that? Do you see that Montana just did not focus on economic development? And once we really started gravitating to the tools and the grants and things like that, it seems to catch on. There's a lot of good economic developers across the state now, and I think you're probably somewhat responsible for that, Steve.
Well, it's a great organization. Marcel's on the board chair or one of the board members for the Montana Economic Developers Association, mm-hmm. MEDA. I serve two terms as the president of MEDA. And it's very talented individuals that are passionate about helping their community grow economically and helping enhance the quality of their community. And they're experts. They study. They're a subject matter expert in their craft. And they know about financing tools and about how to stimulate some quality of life investments. And so there are things that they know that they can bring to a community to kind of help it grow economically. And I would say every economic developer across the state of Montana wakes up every day with the same passion and sense of excellence that we do at Big Sky.
Marcel Bruschi, again, Senior Director of Engagement, just with that title, Director of Engagement, working with a guy like Steve, probably it really helps in that engagement directorship, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. What do you see? And you know, Steve, it's okay. I hope it's okay. We talk about you a little bit here today.
It's a little awkward, yeah, I must suggest to you, but I'll be quiet.
Talk about working with Steve.
It's been fun. I think that because I've worked with Steve for 6.5 years. Yeah. Because I started and then I've kind of just had a lot of different roles and things over that time. But I think we've had our moments, good and bad. But I've just learned a ton from Steve. I think out of college, this is like my first really big kid job. And I think that Steve's really set a high bar for what I look for in a boss and what a really good leader is. I think he's the definition of that for me. And so it's been a lot of fun. We've done some really fun projects together, done some trips together on the Chamber's Aspirational City visit to Omaha. We went, that was the one mm-hmm, we went to, and that was a lot of fun together. But it's just been a lot of fun. Our annual meetings we've done, our grand opening, like there's just so many fun memories that I have of Steve and working with Steve.
Well, and you probably work on a ton of projects together. How do you, you were saying downstairs as we were kind of chatting that you lead with yes. People can hear, that can lead us into some difficulty at times or challenges, I guess. Yeah. What does it mean to lead with yes?
I think it means to have a possibility. You know, what are the possibilities? You know, what can we really accomplish? What can we aspire to? It's kind of that open mindset, like, what could this be? And, oh, if we lean into this or we bring this to bear or we partner here, that's an exciting outcome for the community. It can stretch capacity. I think if you walk through the third floor of our building at 201 North Broadway and ask the team, they go, oh, my gosh. Sometimes it's exhausting. If Steve walks into your office and says, I have an idea, it's, oh, how much more work do we have to do today? But I think as an organization, and I would even argue as a community, those times that we said, yeah, we can do that, let's lean into that, have accomplished some really exciting things for our community and then us as an organization being a part of that community.
What does no mean then? I mean, if you say a no to something, what does that mean for somebody who leads with yes?
So if you talk to leadership experts, they'll say no is a complete sentence. No is empowering in a different context than yes. I think no helps you focus. And that's important. You have to have both. But you can't be so constricted in, no, this is the box we're in today. And, oh, man, I can never see that happening here. And it's just that no mindset, I think, can be limiting at times. Now, there's limited resources, mm-hmm. and you can only do so much. I absolutely get that. But I think a yes stretches us. I was just thinking, I came to Montana in 1978 to play football at Montana Tech, and we had this rough coach from Pennsylvania, and he ran us to death. And I think about that sometimes, and I think he got more out of us than we could have imagined. And the growth and maturity, although I am suffering from those days a little bit with bad knees and back and neck. But he was able to pull out of us more than we thought. And I think, you know, we learned with discipline and hard work and that daily commitment, we can get more out of ourselves than we think. And if we're doing that, then we're getting more out of our community than we might have imagined. So that open mindset that we're going to work hard, we're going to stretch what we thought was our capacity so we can accomplish more as a community, that is empowering. So yes just says you're going to go to work. That's what it says.
And there's a lot of project management in there. I mean, resources, a lot of people management in all of that as well. What would kickstart some community out there, if they're looking at, well, you know, we don't have much going for economic development right now. What would you say, you know, kicks that in gear for them?
I was just at a meeting of the Downtown Association. Marcel, you were there. We were at that meeting together. It was a joint board meeting, and we were looking at some data that really was analyzing what destinations in downtown get the most stops, the most people going. And I can't... I'm probably going to misquote this number. So, Katie, if you're listening, you can correct me and correct the record. The Burger Dive, tens of thousands of visitors a year come to the Burger Dive for a burger. You've probably been there.
More than one.
Yeah, and so I thought what I said in that meeting, and there were a few other kind of locations in downtown. The goal of that conversation is how can we move downtown forward, which is really important. For our overall economic health as a community, you need a healthy, vibrant downtown. And so we were looking at all these, oh, we need to get this and we need to get that. And I said, what if we lean into the one, two, or three things that are already successful, come alongside them and build momentum behind the things that are already making an impact? So I think any community in Montana, do an assessment. Where are people visiting today in the core of your town? What merchants resonate with them, what experiences are resonating with them, and then say, can we add some value to those things that are already successful? That's just part of the equation, that's a good starting place.
I've got a few questions off of that, but I'm going to take a break, and Mike Nelson is going to join. But, you know, look, at here's your chance before we go to Mike Nelson on the air. You can get your shots in early, or but talk about the value of a guy like Mike Nelson. Okay, he's the general manager of the Northern Hotel, but he's probably somebody also who leads with yes.
Oh, absolutely. Just look at Mike and his brother Chris when they bought the Northern. I think they got it at an auction. It was a work and a labor of love. I remember walking down into the basement as they were doing the building project. This was 2008-ish. I'd only been on board for a short time. And here is Chris, Mike Nelson and his brother Chris are pouring millions of dollars into this project. And Mike's walking me around talking about the things that they've discovered in the redevelopment of that project that are going to cost them more money, more time. But I never sensed a defeated demeanor whatsoever. It was like, yeah, we'll get through that. Yeah, that's going to cost but more money. And I think he said, yeah, that's going to cost my brother more. I'm not sure how they were debating on who was going to pay for what. But he just always had this, yep, and we're going to get through that one too. And we're going to tackle this. I love that about Mike. I also love this. Mike's attention to detail. You walk in the Northern Hotel, everything's got to be buttoned up, every light bulb on. People know exactly what to say. Mike will even teach you how to smile with your eyes raised so that you can capture the attention. He's just got all those details figured out. So I love Mike about his can-do passion and his attention to detail. And then you have to love Mike for his sense of humor. If he was here, I'd give him a big hug. It's a great guy.
Steve Arviscow is with us, economic development leader across the state of Montana and executive director of Big Sky Economic Development. That is bigskyeconomicdevelopment.org. Also in studio, senior director of engagement, Marcel Bruski, is with us. Marcel, I appreciate you coming in and providing some levity to our program here. And we want to brag about your podcast upcoming, because our next gentleman, general manager, our next guest, I should say, quite a gentleman himself, Mike Nelson, general manager of the Northern Hotel, who was recently on your podcast.
He was. We just aired his episode last Monday, episode 85 of The Vault at 201 North Broadway. So if you're curious about Mike Nelson, his story, he shares all on our podcast.
Mike, thanks for being here. I appreciate that. I know you and Steve have been friends for quite some time. He shared a story about when you and your brother Chris began the development of the Northern Hotel. And it wasn't all a basket of roses, but you pushed on through, Mike. And it really is the premier hotel in Montana, I think, in our region. So good work on that. What do you got to say about Steve?
Well, first off, thanks, Tom. Those remarks were really nice. I appreciate it.
True.
But good morning, Marcel. Good morning, Steve.
Hi,
Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, can we start it out like we started every one of our board meetings while I was there? Good morning, Mr. Arviscow.
Yeah, it woke us up at 7 a.m. and said it's time for business.
Hey, Mike, take us back into that story that Steve just shared about developing the Northern Hotel and economic development, how, it's not an exact science, and it's a little bit different for everybody. Talk about the value of having a Steve Arviscow, in your back door.
Well, I'm not sure I could describe the total value of having a Steve Arviscow. I mean, I'm not sure that the Northern would be what it is today without Big Sky Economic Development's help and without Steve. And Steve's quite the beacon, just something for you to row toward, a standard that you want to try to meet. I don't know that anybody has accomplished as much as Steve for the economy of Yellowstone County. I mean, think of the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of government contracts that have been procured through Big Sky Economic Development.
Mm, yeah.
Coca-Cola and Rocky Vista Medical School and the Veterinary School. And then just a ton of other things. Community developments, trails, Colson Park, Veterans Business Counseling, and now Rock 31. And that's something that brings so much satisfaction to watch young and new people to the business area learn about development without having to do it like we did, which was to jump in the middle of a deal that we thought was going to be X, and it turned out to be X to the 10th power. You never really know these things. So I was always excited because there was a place in Billings called Big Sky Economic Development Authority. And I, honestly, when I first came to town, I think Steve's beautiful face was on the front page of the paper and the words economic development were in there. And I thought, that's the organization that I'd like to be involved with. And I think that's really where it started, right?
Mike, a question for you. How many years were you on the board? I'm saying a decade, right? Was it 10?
I think it was 10. Sometimes it seemed like 100. Other times it seemed like about 90 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Here's a story I remember. And I remember I went to you and we were conceptualizing on creating a place for entrepreneurs. And I wanted to buy the building that we're in now from your brother. And I said, Mike, can you help me? I want to make a pitch to your brother to buy the building, but I can't afford to pay what he's asking for the building. And you said, okay, well, let's go talk to him. You have to take him to his favorite Mexican restaurant. And then you asked me, well, what are you going to ask him? And I said, well, the building was listed for $1.8 million or something like that. And I didn't want to spend that. We didn't have that. I said, what if I paid $800,000 and he donated $1 million? And you smiled at me, said, well, we can ask. I'm not sure what's going to happen. You and I drove to Bozeman together, and here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. It was kind of a long trip home because it took a few trips to convince the little brother to do
that. I know. Thank you for that help. That was fantastic.
That's a great story, too. I mean, the amount of economic development that gets done doesn't get done if you don't have people like that who see the value in it.
Exactly right.
Both Mike and Chris are entrepreneurs, and they've demonstrated that. They're successful in that. And so when I talk to them about, hey, we want a place where we can lean into entrepreneurs in our community, I think I had your attention, right? And, okay, tell me more. And they were so generous and saying, all right, here's what we can do. And it worked out well. Their ability to donate something to the project allowed us to then go get a federal grant, and things just started to layer. But we needed Mike and Chris to say yes,
yeah,
to get things rolling. And did I take your brother to did we go to the Mexican restaurant, or do I still owe him? Do I owe you?
No.
I'm sure I owe you both.
That very first day, yeah, and I think I think the total check was like $8, but he got what he wanted. You know?
That's not a bad investment. Hey, Mike, we got like 2.5 minutes here. Talk about the challenges where Steve came alongside of you, or vice versa. When Steve, when you saw Mike when he was rebuilding the Northern Hotel. And there was a challenge that he felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get through here. Mike, does something come to mind where Steve's leaned in and said, Mike, just get it done?
I wish it was just one. I couldn't. I got to tell you, it's been 10 or 15 years of knowing Steve and 10 or 15 years of his support. The organization was there for us when we needed financing and some help along those lines. They've been there for us when our managers needed training. Steve was there for the economy when it was being closed down, and he and a couple of other guys kept the economy open during the COVID time, and he was there to bring Coca-Cola and Rocky Vista Medical School and Veterinary School here. Holy cow. I mean, I could keep going, and how do you do an accounting for a career like that?
You stay open and you become that guiding light like you are at the Northern Hotel, Mike. You've done just what you need. I guess I'm wrapping that up because we're at a hard break, Mike, and I really appreciate you calling in. I look forward to chatting with you down the road, too, okay?
Hope so. Hey, happy days, Steve and Marcel.
All right.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
We'll see you on the 11th at 4:30. Celebrating Steve Arviscow today, the soon-to-be, I guess I call him the future former executive director of Big Sky Economic Development here today. And just a statewide economic development leader as well. Retiring, I think the official date is like sometime in April.
April 15th, I'll walk out the door.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I'll be available for a couple of weeks to help out with things.
That'll be quite a date, Steve, you know, when you do that. What? And we got Jim Atchison online. We're going to get Mayor Cole online. But what What goes into that, that decision about, and how do you prepare for something like that?
Well, I would talk first about our organization preparing for that.
Okay, yeah.
And I think we've been working on that for a few years. And so you know that you always, you want to be prepared for smart succession and building the team. And so we did some restructuring. We created a succession plan. We updated our plan. We had got things in place. And then it just becomes more of a natural next step in the process. But if you haven't done some homework ahead of time, and we asked ourselves, do we have the right kind of structure in place to help with where the organization needs to go in the future? So we changed our structure. And that was not easy. That wasn't easy for me or the team. The board was all in on that and said, nope, that's a smart thing to do. And then we updated a succession plan. And then it was just a matter of saying, okay, when Steve's last day, and then let's work back from whenever that's going to be, and just follow it as the next step in a process that I think we thought out pretty well.
That is somewhat unusual, I think, for some folks. They'd like to think they're doing that. Marcel Bruschi, also with us, Senior Director of Engagement, because when Steve is saying we, he was looking at you going, you were a big part of that. That had to be kind of, like you said, it was not easy at times, but that had to be a relief that you were walking out a dedicated plan for succession.
Yeah, I think that we were doing it before knowing that Steve, like we knew he was going to retire in the next couple of years, but then he had all these things that were happening, like we're updating how our organization structured, our succession plans, his succession plan, all of these transitional things. And we're like, I was kind of just like, it's going to happen in a couple years. Well, that couple years came way sooner than I thought it would. But I think, yeah, he's done a great job making sure that when he's gone, we're set up as an organization for success.
Really want to save some time to have you kind of look back to and talk about some accomplishments. I think that's cliche, but it's obligatory as well. But let's talk to some folk here first.
Okay, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, Jim Acheson. We'll say hello to Jim first. Jim is with the Southeast Montana Economic Development Corporation, a good friend of the program as well. Jim, how you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Steve.
Jim, good morning, sir. You should be busy working. What are you doing taking this time out Slacker. To be on the radio?
Yes, I am working, but this is important.
It is. Thank you for coming on, too. Let's say a little Bill Cole, too, mayor of the great city of Billings, Montana, who, of course, has probably worked with Steve a time or two. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Many times, Tom. Good morning to you, to Steve, on a beautiful day.
Thank morning, you. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you both for being here. Appreciate that. I'll go back to you, Jim. I'm just going to open it up. Your thoughts about economic development, about leadership that comes from Big Sky Economic Development, from Steve Arviskow, and then how has it, you know, personally been of value to you and then also to the communities that you look to serve?
Wow, that's quite a deal. But we've always looked to Steve and Big Sky Economic Development there in Billings as the kind of the epitome of economic development groups around the state. Steve's leadership has been well known throughout the state, very humble in his accomplishments and just a very professional and accomplished individual. And what he's done at Big Sky has just been well received throughout the state. It's been a pleasure working with Steve. Our Economic Development District butts up to Yellowstone County. We cover four counties of Custer, Rosebud, Powder River, and Treasure. And we're doing more and more together with Steve lately because of the pending energy developments in southeastern part of the state and how important Billings and Yellowstone County is to those energy opportunities and the supply chain coming out of there. But Steve has been a pleasure to work with, And we just wish him the best of luck in his next the next chapter in the book of his life.
I know we're planning that now for him.
Can I say something?
Please
though?
Do,
Jim.
Please.
Thank you for those kind words, my friend. But
sure.
Just for the audience, I want people to understand. Jim's been in economic development for well over 20 years in Colstrip, Montana, and just imagine we know in real time what's been going on. And Jim has always been the most positive voice in economic development in the state. in the middle of, hey, we're closing units one and two. Hey, we've got this. Hey, we're not going to do coal anymore. Hey, all that conversation over a decade after decade.
Yeah.
Jim has been optimistic about his community, and ask him what he's working on right now. Colstrip will become the energy hub of our region, and he's building a center for entrepreneurship. He has worked through a lot of tough times without missing a beat and doing some really exciting things for his community.
Jim, I think that that bears a response. Yeah.
Just thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. And yeah, we certainly work in an isolated area out here, but it's always a pleasure to have brothers in economic development like yourself and the organizations that we can work together when times are tough. And there have been some tough times, and got to take a deep breath and move forward. And it's always refreshing to know that we've got each other's back on different things. And I appreciate those kind words. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to feel that way. I mean, you're brothers, as you say, or colleagues in that regard. But you never know when the next project is going to involve you two working together, or even somebody from across the state. Those relationships are important. Let's talk with Mayor Bill Cole. Thank you, Jim. Stand by, Jim Acheson, Southeast Montana Economic Development Corporation. And the mayor of Billings, Montana is Bill Cole. Bill, thanks again for being here. I'm just going to open it up to you and have you give us some of your thoughts about how important Steve has been to the development, from your standpoint.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's a great opportunity. Great to be here with you and with Steve. It's an honor. I've been privileged to work with Steve ever since I've been mayor and before that. Lots of fond memories. He's really put his stamp on Billings. Billings is a much better place because of Steve's presence. I'm thinking of a couple things in particular. I work with Steve on the development and funding for the Skyline Trail along our rims and development of the Skyway Drive that connects West Billings at the top of Zimmerman Trail to Billings Heights. And that experience and lots of others, really reminded me of two things about economic development. You were just talking about economic development that are really important that Steve always got. One is that economic development in Montana is based on personal relationships. It's not just about numbers and tax rates and economic incentives. It's about personal relationships and trust. And Steve always got that. And I feel like I'm at a funeral.
I know. I'm feeling that way, too. I'm here. I'm listening to what you're saying. I haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah. All right. But that's really important, and people appreciate that, and it makes a huge difference. But the second thing that I think is really important, and again, that Steve understands about economic development is, it's built, again, not just on numbers, but on the quality of a community. Mm. In a world where we've got 3% unemployment and a global economy where companies can locate many different places, people can get a job many different places, it's really important that they want to live in your community, and their families want to live in your community. And studies have shown that the most important factor in deciding where a business locates is where the decision maker wants to live and where they think they can find workers who want to be in that community. So in Billings, that means having a community that is safe and vibrant and enjoyable with trails and natural beauty, outdoor recreation, and just fun, and a place with good schools. And Steve was always or continues to be dedicated to the quality of our community. And that makes all the difference when it comes to economic development.
Steve, I'm going to have you throw in.
Yeah, no, I think exactly what the mayor's saying, and I've been saying this here more recently, we have to think comprehensively. I mean, there's a lot of parts that make up a quality community. Public safety, quality of your education, your connections to your natural environment through parks, trails, the ability of your economy and private sector to grow and make investments, the value and quality of your infrastructure, all those things work to make. So you have to think of it comprehensively. You can't just be in one lane and go, that's all we're going to do, because people don't think that way. When people look at a community, they're looking at it comprehensively. How does it meet my multiple needs? That's really important. But then with that in mind, you need to act with precision. All right, here are three things that we need to get done in order to take another step forward in building a quality community. So I think the mayor is spot on with that. One thing I want to say, Bill, to you is I think a distinguishing characteristic of Montana is anyone's ability or access to our leadership. You can talk to the governor. You can talk to our federal delegation. You can connect with your local legislators. You can connect with your mayor. Bill has embodied that. I remember text messages that he would get from me or Marcel or somebody. Hey, mayor, we need you here. Hey, we have this CEO coming. You'd love to meet with the mayor. Bill, I don't think I ever got a no from you. You always kind of embodied that. Hey, we're accessible. Let's get connected. Let's have real personal conversations with people who are looking to invest in our community. We couldn't do our job at all if we didn't have leaders that were connected to our work and available to build those relationships. And you've done that in a fantastic job.
Thank you for that, Bill. Well, I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, Steve. And you're right. I don't know I ever did say no, because the reality is this job doesn't pay very well, and you always paid for the food. And if I didn't come to those, I would starve to death, and I would wither away on the vine. So thank you for feeding me all these years.
He's a humanitarian, too.
I've done my part. I feel good about that.
Hey, Mayor Cole, thank you so much for coming on. Jim Acheson, thank you as well. I wish we had more time. I got to save a little bit so we can reflect a little bit more, too, I'm gonna try to hook Steve into some continued work around here. Okay, how's that sound?
Hey, take care, guys.
Yep, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, Steve is gonna feed the mayor one more time, April 11th at the Northern Hotel at 4:30. He was joking. He was Mayor Bill Cole saying, "Yeah, I love going to those events." So that's a retirement party for Steve Arviscow, Executive Director of Big Sky Economic Development. They are a public-private partnership with they got the Trade Port Authority. There's just 16 and a half years, and you look back at that, and I could go through a list of things in here that have your finger on it, have your handprint up, but the whole team as well. I know you'll say that, and I appreciate that, because as we hear Jim, as we hear Bill, it's a teamwork to get economic development done. But when you look back now, just a few weeks away from retirement, from this place anyway, where did you grow? Where did the city of Billings grow? Where did your employees grow? What is an accomplishment, so to speak, you're proud of?
Well, let me back up to something you said earlier. You referenced me as a statewide leader in economic development. Mm-hmm. So I will add this to that title of sorts. That really comes as a result of our team doing work all over the state of Montana. And that's important for people to know. We're connected, obviously, with our focal point in building Yellowstone County. That's how we're chartered. That's all in what we do. That's the majority of what we do. But based on the comprehensive nature of our work, some of our work goes statewide. Yeah. Our Big Sky Finance program, led by Brandon Berger, we do loans all over the state of Montana. We do a lot here, but we also have the charter from the SBA to do lending through the 504 program throughout the state of Montana. So we have great banking relationships that we've nurtured over the years to help businesses throughout the state. So that statewide influence comes because of the hard work of our Big Sky Finance team. Then you have our Apex Accelerator program, which is a program designed for our advisors to come alongside businesses, help them position themselves to be successful, and secure a government contract to provide a product or a service. We do that with partnerships all over the state of Montana. Yep. So any note of influence I have statewide really is on the shoulders of the men and women I call colleagues every day that are doing work in our local community, building community through our community development team, and then doing that work on a statewide level. I can only feel accomplished knowing that I've had the privilege and honor of working with some great people who have made me look good, even when I didn't deserve it. And I'm so blessed by that.
What they learned from you will carry them and the rest of us on as well. Thank you for your service in this regard, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Tom.
Marcel, good job. Appreciate that. Marcel Brusky.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.